Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, today a big day in New York. Let's start with vaccinations. They're ramping up.
That's right. Starting today, the state is going to rapidly expand the categories of people who can get the vaccinations, basically making it a wider range of essential workers, which includes teachers. They're also allowing New Yorkers 75 years and older to be vaccinated, expanding the number of sites that can be vaccinated, as well as expanding the types of medical professionals that can administer vaccines, including, say, pharmacists and licensed practical nurses. And the important thing here to note is that Governor Cuomo is making this change after what would have become increasing criticism from county governments and medical networks and others that the state's restrictions were too tight. The governor has been trying to prioritize the most essential, if you will, healthcare workers who had the most dealings with the public, seeing as though that would be the best way to slow the spread. But you had complaints that county health departments weren't being used and too many places were having to basically throw away their vaccinations because they were expiring too quickly. So he's responding to that criticism, and now the state is beginning to open up what had been a tight restriction on who could get the vaccination.
Also a big day for the state because it's the State of the State address, which is an annual address delivered by the governor. The big one is at 11:30 a.m. this morning. WAMC will carry it, of course. It's also a multi-day State of the State, if you will.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. He's done this before, which is to have one big main speech, which will be today, and then a series of more thematic speeches, if you will, and roll those out over the week. We know a couple of things, that he's banking on Joe Biden and the Biden administration to help New York with a lot of cash, and so therefore planning a somewhat optimistic State of the State despite the huge deficit. They're looking at some major infrastructure projects, some clean water projects around the state, maybe taking up some stalled projects for mass transit and broadband around New York. We already know also from last week that he's going to back again legalization of recreational marijuana and online sports betting, and also related to COVID, beef up the Office of Professional Medical Conduct to strengthen disciplinary oversight over doctors and others.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, really appreciate you joining us. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.